Welcome, Truth Seekers. On behalf of the Great Awakening Report, I am your host, Adrian, and I'm so excited to jump into today's deep dive.
Yeah, we have a really an amazing lineup for you today. I'm Elena, by the way. So glad to be here with you, Adrian.
Awesome to have you, Elena. And, you know, today we are stepping entirely outside of the mainstream news cycle.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, we're diving into some real outside of the matrix news, stuff that the legacy media absolutely will not cover. We are looking at an incredibly fascinating document, the Truth Seekers Weekly Briefing, specifically the April 10th edition.
Right, the April 10th one. And I mean, what makes this briefing so powerful is that it compiles insights from like 57 independent alternative media sources.
57? That's huge.
Yeah, to outline the top seven alternative news themes that are currently circulating globally right now.
Exactly. And, you know, before we jump into the actual themes, I want to set a quick ground rule for our deep dive today.
Oh, definitely. Important to clarify.
Right. Our mission here is, well, it's not to fact check or endorse or even debunk any of these claims.
No, not at all. We're approaching this entirely impartially. We're using it as a, well, like a sociological map, I guess you could say.
Yeah, a map. Because we want to understand how a massive growing demographic of people is processing our current era of, you know, just intense global instability.
How they connect the dots, right? Because they take these seemingly completely unrelated topics and build a unified alternative worldview.
Right. And reading through this briefing, Elena, it genuinely felt like looking at this massive jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah, like imagine different groups working on entirely separate corners of a puzzle for years. Like one group is over here focused on alternative health, and another is looking at weird historical buildings.
And a third is just tracking UFOs totally in their own silo.
Exactly. And then they step back and suddenly realize, wait, we're all building the exact same picture.
It's that convergence. And what's interesting is, the briefing doesn't start with the huge cosmic events.
No, it starts right at home.
Yeah, it starts inside the individual's own body. The first major theme is what they call Health Watch.
And this is not your typical, you know, eat some kale and go for a run kind of health advice.
Far from it.
It's a massive pivot away from clinical health. You're not going to a doctor for a pill in this framework. It's entirely holistic and environmental.
Right. The text mentions these really intense detox protocols and tracking heavy metals and hyper-monitoring your EMF, your electromagnetic field exposure.
Yeah, the EMF stuff is wild to read about because mainstream science just says, you know, your Wi-Fi router is totally harmless.
But the alternative community views the human body completely differently. They look at things like voltage-gated calcium channels in our cells.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and they argue that constant low-level Wi-Fi keeps the body in a state of perpetual biological stress.
Which ties perfectly into the heavy metals thing. I read in one of the sources that if you have heavy metals in your system, like from processed food, and you're bathed in Wi-Fi, your body literally acts as an antenna.
Yes. You're actively amplifying those disruptive frequencies. It's a highly mechanistic view of, well, environmental poisoning.
Basically viewing the modern world as toxic by design.
Exactly, Adrian. And that leads to this foundational skepticism of pharmaceutical dependence. Like, if the system is making you sick, why trust the system's medicine?
Right. And that brings up this really potent term from the briefing, health sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. Total self-directed control.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Because it sounds like treating the body less like a car you take to a mechanic, you know, the doctor, and more like this complex ecosystem that you have to actively manage every single day.
I think that's a perfect way to look at it. You have to constantly filter your water, shield your bedroom from EMFs, fast to induce cellular repair.
It's a full-time job.
It really is.
Oh.
And this physical sovereignty links directly to their next theme, consciousness and human potential.
Oh, this was fascinating. Moving from the physical body right into the mind.
Yeah. The text points to a huge rise in frequency alignment. They borrow heavily from quantum theory, specifically the observer effect.
Right, where the act of observing a quantum particle actually alters its state.
Exactly. But they take that microscopic physics concept and scale it all the way up to reality.
Meaning our collective perception literally shapes the physical world.
That's the idea. If enough people consciously visualize a different reality, the old institutional matrix literally collapses.
It's empowering, honestly. If you feel like external institutions are unpredictable or hostile, you turn inward.
Precisely. You reclaim control over the only things you actually own, your biology and your perception.
So I can't control the geopolitical conflicts. I can at least control my nervous system.
Yeah, building resilience from within because the outside is deemed unreliable.
And Elena, that is the perfect bridge to the next section. Because if you truly believe the present day systems are, you know, poisoning you,
your baseline trust is zero.
Exactly. Zero. So the natural next step is to question the past.
Enter the narrative disruption layer.
Yes. The Tartaria and hidden history narratives.
Oh, this is everywhere right now.
It really is. They're looking at 19th century architecture and old maps.
And finding anomalies, like photos from the 1850s of Paris or San Francisco.
Right, with these massive, intricate stone buildings, but the streets are just totally empty mud paths.
And they ask, you know, did the people with horse-drawn carriages really build this, or did they just inherit it?
They point to half-buried windows as proof of a mud flood.
A global cataclysm.
Yeah, that wiped out an advanced worldwide civilization called Tartaria.
They even say the world's fairs in the early 1900s were just an excuse to systematically demolish the remaining Tartarian structures.
And that those elaborate spires weren't just decorative, they were actually free energy antennas.
Right, pulling electromagnetic energy from the sky.
I mean, that's quite a jump in perspective, right? To go from maybe history's a little biased to an entire advanced global civilization was covered up and buried in mud.
It is a massive leap. But, Adrian, what's fascinating here is that it's not really about the literal truth of every single architectural claim.
Ooh, what is it about then?
It acts as a destabilizer.
Like shaking up the foundation.
Exactly. It's a tool to completely shatter the grip of institutional authority. If you can be convinced that your grade school history books are entirely fabricated, then your baseline of reality is gone.
Right. If they lied about the origins of your own city, they could be lying about anything.
Yes. It shifts people from passively accepting history to actively, assertively questioning everything.
And when you start questioning everything, you eventually look up.
To the styes, the expansion layer.
Alien and ET disclosure. But, you know, the briefing shows it's not just about blurry UFO photos anymore.
No, it's way beyond that. It's focused on military encounters and high-level whistleblower testimony.
The concept of managed disclosure.
Mm-hmm. The belief that global intelligence definitely knows about non-human intelligence, but they're intentionally pacing the release of the info.
To avoid panic.
Maybe to avoid panic, but mostly to maintain control.
Ah, right. Back to the distrust of authority.
Exactly. They assume institutions are hoarding the truth like a commodity until they figure out how to weaponize it.
Wow. Okay, so the present is toxic, the past is hidden, the skies are covered up.
So where do they look next?
Well, according to the briefing, they look at a giant block of ice. Antarctica.
Yes. The hidden system layer.
Why Antarctica, though? Why is an entire alternative news sector dedicated to a frozen wasteland?
It comes down to geopolitical reality. It's geographically isolated, and most importantly, civilian access is heavily restricted.
Right, the Antarctic Treaty.
Exactly, signed in 1959. They point out how weird it is that nations in the middle of the Cold War suddenly agreed to completely lock down an entire continent.
Keeping it completely off limits to independent exploration. It makes sense why that would raise eyebrows.
Absolutely. So they analyze thermal satellite imagery, track the flight paths of elite politicians.
Yeah, I saw that. Wondering why certain world leaders are secretly visiting the ice.
And theorizing about subterranean military facilities or even ancient Tartarian structures frozen under the ice.
It almost functions like a blank canvas for them. A locked black box where modern anxieties about secrecy are just projected onto the ice.
That's a great way to frame it. It's the physical symbol of controlled knowledge.
And then, speaking of physical symbols, the briefing pivots right back out into space with the external energy layer, solar activity.
Oh, this one is huge. Solar flares, coronal mass ejections, space weather.
Now, on the surface, this is just astrophysics. We know a severe solar storm could fry our power grids.
Right. The briefing mentions the Carrington event.
Oh, yeah. Let's explain that real quick for the listeners. In 1859, a solar storm hit Earth so hard that telegraph pylons threw sparks and caught fire.
And that was 1859.
Right. Imagine that hitting today's hyper-connected Wi-Fi and GPS grids.
The physical vulnerability is very real. But the alternative framework takes that observable science and layers this profound metaphysical interpretation on top of it.
They aren't just worried about losing the internet.
No, they believe these cosmic energies are directly influencing human biology and consciousness.
Because we are antennas.
Exactly. So a massive solar flare is seen as a cosmic EMF blast.
And I saw some sources saying it's physically altering human DNA.
Yeah, forcing an evolutionary leap to hold a higher frequency of consciousness.
So it's a measurable physical threat married to an unmeasurable metaphysical upgrade.
Right. It reflects this deep belief that the chaos we're seeing on Earth isn't just bad politics. It's driven by external non-human forces.
So, Adrian, let's look at this whole picture.
It's a lot to take in.
It really is. We've got detox diets, mud floods, UFO whistleblowers, lockdown ice continents, and DNA-altering solar flares.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this all mean? How does this not just collapse into absolute chaos?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it all converges into the final theme. The global awakening expands.
Ah, the overarching container.
Yes, the narrative that organizes all these disparate threads into one directional story. It's the shift from being a passive consumer to an active meaning maker.
So they're building a completely parallel sense-making system for society.
Exactly. The modern world is overwhelmingly complex and fragmented. So people build structured models of reality to find orientation.
It provides comfort, weirdly enough.
It really does. It says the chaos isn't random. It's the necessary collapse of the old system so a new awareness can be born.
But the briefing does warn about this expansion, Ryan.
Yes, it warns that this leads to fragmentation, because right. When everyone rejects the mainstream consensus, you get a lot of conflicting perspectives.
So it requires what they call discernment.
Intense personal discernment. The burden of filtering fact from fiction falls entirely on you.
Which is heavy.
Yeah.
But the way the briefing wraps up is actually, well, I found it really beautiful.
It is surprisingly spiritual.
Yeah. After all the secret bases and cosmic threats, the advice for navigating this matrix is basically let go of fear.
Because fear is the master key of control.
Right. If you're afraid, your frequency is low and you're controllable.
They also advocate for forgiveness to clear energetic residue.
And transformational breathing.
And my favorite, living with the heart of a volunteer.
Yes. Leading with service, community, and compassion. Such a jarring juxtaposition, but a really robust coping mechanism.
And that's the true value of exploring this briefing. It's not about fact-checking the ice wall.
No, it's about observing this massive cultural shift where people are actively reclaiming their sovereignty.
It's a masterclass in human sense-making amidst systemic pressure.
Well said, Elena. And as we wrap up today, I want to leave you, our listeners, with a final really striking thought from the briefing's conclusion.
It's a powerful quote.
It says, "You're either outside acting in the movie or going within to watch it consciously."
Mm-hmm. Are you being swept away by the narrative or observing it intentionally?
Exactly. So as you consume your news this week, whether it's mainstream, alternative, or somewhere in between, ask yourself, are these narratives pulling you into fear and chaos, or are they granting you clarity, presence, and personal sovereignty? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Stay conscious, truth seekers.